The annual Sustainability Summit is in full swing in downtown Milwaukee. People are gathered at the Wisconsin Center to explore topics ranging from global warming to water technology. At last year's summit, we met a young, probably the youngest, entrepreneur there. He introduced his green earth terrariums, and he's back this year. We check up on the Shorewood students' progress. Tall, blonde-haired Cole Compton has done his homework. Freshman year, he worked his way through an entrepreneurship program called Teens Grow Greens, and he fine-tuned his product, a terrarium. It's a miniature ecosystem, usually for growing plants. Then came his successful debut at the 2014 Sustainability Summit. Cole brought along a few of his terrariums, but quickly had to restock. His original model is a modest globe-shaped container.
That is just called the normal air plant green earth terrarium.
It led to new versions, including
a hanging one that just has three different kinds of moss with one air plant.
Last month, he branched out into succulents, plants that don't require much watering. The 16-year-old says he's responding to demand.
Yeah, I've got a lot of requests for the succulents because people want more of like an actual planted, rooted terrarium, just instead of just the air plant sitting on the moss.
What Cole has also accomplished since last year's summit is started selling his terrariums to the Outpost Co-op on Capitol Drive. He still can't believe it.
I went to like the corporate office and met him at, you know, this huge long table, and it was a huge deal for me because it was actually my first time I've ever pitched a product. But he loved them, and that day we made a deal, so it was awesome.
The he at Outpost is Zach Heppner. He says terrariums were trending, and the teen was ahead of the curve.
This is a really good feel-good story, but Cole's been doing an excellent job from a business standpoint. So part of our criteria are it needs to be priced at what people will find value in and think it's worth. He got deliveries to all four of our stores. That's a big criteria for us. It's all made locally. It's made by hand. You know, that's a big, big plus for us as Outpost tries to transition more of our sales to local products.
Heppner describes Cole as a nimble entrepreneur and one who's taken another leap into the unknown. The two are in discussion about developing a new product line. Quail eggs.
Not kidding. I told Cole we get requests for off-the-wall eggs like quail eggs or duck egg. And Cole has proven to do such a good job with the terrariums. I would have no problem helping him out and trying them out.
So the Compton family home now serves as terrarium and quail central. Box upon box of moss line the dining room wall. The quail reside in the basement. Mom, Jill Compton, couldn't be more supportive, despite the fact that creatures aren't her thing.
All right, I'll just wait up here.
The quail have started laying eggs. Cole draws out a specimen, ping pong ball in size, with a beautiful marbled pattern. By April, he'll move the operation outside and hopes to increase his flock so he can cultivate markets for his eggs.
Eventually to sell to like local restaurants or obviously the Outpost. And I definitely also would like to bring the quail and the quail hatching into classrooms.
The sophomore splits his academic life between Shorewood High School and a charter school on the same campus. Cole thinks back a short year ago and how nervous he was about debuting at the Sustainability Summit. Now he'll stand shoulder to shoulder with other innovators, and later this morning, he's slated to speak about his startup. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.